Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, sir. McMonagle here with you. 2 o'clock in the morning on this Saturday morning, overnight. Morning, overnight. I hate when I say that. It doesn't make sense, but that's what it is. And I'm with you for the next 4 hours till 6 a.m. Kevin Wall on the other side, taking your phone calls at 877-337-6666. And we're going to get to the football because tomorrow is football Sunday. And I guess they still have to play the games. Giants will take on the Carolina Panthers and the Jets will take on the Patriots. We'll get to it. We'll get to the Knicks. We'll get to the Nets. But we're going to start with what we just saw, Yankee fans, because it's over. Thank God the nightmare is over. Not knowing what to do, not knowing who to root for, that's all over. Now we can root against the Astros. Because they're heading to the World Series for the third time in 5 years. And whether they play the Dodgers or whether they play the Braves, we know exactly who we're rooting for. And you know what? There's been a lot of talk about that. What should the Yankee fans do? Who do we root for? Oh, my God, this is horrible. It is horrible. And I wasn't sure who I was rooting for, but you know what I'm taking from it? The Red Sox choked. The Red Sox fell apart, up 2-1, hitting the ball all over the ballpark. You can't get Kiki Hernandez out. Schwarber's hitting home runs all over the place. Scoring 12 runs in game three, taking a 2-1 lead. And then it all fell apart in the ninth inning of game four. And they got absolutely ran out of the rest of this series. One run in their last 26 innings. Luis Garcia shutting them down tonight. Two hits in this game. And the Boston Red Sox and their wonderful manager, Alex Cora, who is the greatest thing to ever hit baseball, depending on who you talk to, have had this wonderful season where they were supposed to make minimal gains on what was a horrible year last year, and they found themselves in the ALCS against the Houston Astros, who have now been there 5 years in a row, and they absolutely fell apart down the stretch. And that's what I'm going to choose to remember as a Yankee fan. The Red Sox completely trashed this series going down the stretch. But look, as you watch these Astros, and you watch Jordan Alvarez, who won the MVP, and you watch Correa and Altuve and Tucker, who hits a 3-run home run in this game, and all the different pieces of this Astro team that has now gone to 5 consecutive ALCSs and now going to their third World Series, looking for their second World Series championship with this group. The question is, for Yankee fans, how do we become them? How are the Yankees the ones who are dousing themselves with champagne after an ALCS win? When's the next time I'm going to see a Yankee between A-Rod and between Big Poppy doing terrible interviews on Fox broadcast? What does it take to get the New York Yankees there? And now I have not been on, obviously, since Tuesday, although I was on Thursday with Carl Banks, but that's a half-hour Giants theme show on Thursday Night Live. I have not been on to talk to the Yankee fans since Tuesday when Aaron Boone was brought back, which we knew what was going to happen before Tuesday, but was made official. You know Brian Cashman's coming back, and I haven't been on. And what I'll say is I know I'm in the minority, but I watch those press conferences, and I watch Brian Cashman, and I fully believe that those two men are capable of bringing the Yankees to where the Astros are now. I fully believe it. I watch Brian Cashman. I know that sounds crazy. I know everyone thinks, and the lazy takes. I am so sorry, man. I understand that the Yankee fans are upset. I understand it's been one World Series since 2009. I know the Yankee fans don't want to give credit to Cashman for the late 98, 99, 2000 World Series teams. They don't want to give him credit for that. I get it. I'll argue with you all day about it, but I get it. So as far as the Yankee fan is concerned, Brian Cashman has won one World Series in his 25 years. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, listening to Brian Cashman talk on Tuesday, I heard everything I wanted to hear. And the lazy takes of, you know, the Yankees, oh, this horrible season, let's just run it back. The Yankees are not going to run it back. If I hear another person say that, I'm going to scream. Because Brian Cashman is going to finish out at least one more year on a contract, because they value Aaron Boone as a manager, whatever you think of him, because the Yankees value Aaron Boone as a manager, and really, you know, I know everyone's going to tell me it's Yankees leaking it or whatever, but you heard Cashman say it, and you heard reports throughout baseball from all the insiders. If Aaron Boone were available, he'd be a top prospect to be hired around baseball. So not only the Yankees think highly of him, but the rest of baseball thinks highly of him. But just because those two men are back does not mean the Yankees are running it back. And what I heard from Brian Cashman, he spoke for an hour and 20 minutes, and he said everything that I think a leader should say. He took accountability. He talked about the differences in this team and what needs to be moving forward. But to me, he said the one thing that you needed to hear. If you're a Yankee fan, if you're upset about what's going on here, if you're disappointed in this last season, which all of us are. Brian Cashman told you that he looks to strengthen weaknesses. And that this year, weaknesses popped up that he did not think existed. And he's going to change them. What Brian Cashman has done, and forget going back to the late 90s team and even the 2009 team, forget it. What Brian Cashman has done since 2016, to me, has been one of the better jobs in Major League Baseball. That's right, I said it. In 2016, they were an old, slow team. They sold their soul to win the 2009 World Series. And for the rest of, from 2011 to 2016, they were old, they were slow, they were tired. They had guys like Lyle Overbay in the middle of the lineup. And in 2016, when the Yankees were finally able to break it down, which is another topic here, because he talked about it in his press conference. The Yankees don't break it down. And if you want to look at this Astros team and wonder why the Yankees can't be like this and how did the Astros get like this, the Astros got like this by losing 100 games 3 years running, by getting 0.0 ratings, by being the worst team in baseball. The Yankees don't do that. How did the Red Sox retool? How many times have the Red Sox retooled? By finishing in last place on a handful of occasions. Now, they've popped up. Give them credit. They've popped up and won championships when they are good. This year, they did not. Just a quick reminder. But the Yankees have not been able. They've had to rebuild on the fly. Losing, breaking it down, rebuilding. Whatever you want to call it, the Yankees are not allowed to do that because the Yankee fans expect more. And so when he was finally allowed to break it down in 2016 and he made the trades and brought the team back and he found the Yankees in the same spot the Red Sox are right now, where they were kind of rebuilding, they were hoping for a positive year. If they were in it till the end, that would have been a positive year. And instead, they had an unbelievable season, overachieved, and found themselves in the ALCS. It is the exact same spot the Yankees were in 2017. And what has happened since then is the players have regressed. Not to the point where you needed to get rid of them because, again, the Yankees won 100 games in 18. The Yankees won 100 games in 19. And this is the first year they haven't made the ALDS since 2016. They've gotten as far as the ALDS in every single year. Now, is that good enough? No. I'm not trying to tell you that's good enough. It's not good enough. It needs to be better. But in 2017, you had up-and-coming Aaron Judge. You had up-and-coming Greg Bird. You had up-and-coming Gary Sanchez. You had up-and-coming Gleyber Torres in 2018. They go and trade for the MVP in Stanton, who everybody hates until the last two postseasons, where he's been clearly the best Yankee postseason player, bar none. And he tried to single-handedly win the wild card game this year, and nobody else felt like joining him. But they had a young core of players, and they have regressed. And you want to kill Cashman, and you want to kill Boone, and you want to talk about running it back, and they shouldn't have run it back last year. They had won 100 games in multiple seasons, besides a 60-game season cut short by COVID. And they had a young core that they believed in. And the same guys who will call up and tell me, oh, I can't believe they're running it back. I can't believe what a disaster this roster is the same guys who tell me they never give young kids a chance. And why doesn't Velasquez come up here and play? And why doesn't this one come up here and play? And where's the minor league system? Well, the minor league system was the starting team since 2017, and the Yankees gave it a run. The Yankees gave it 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021. While they won 100 games doing it and failed in the postseason, but they believed in a young nucleus that they put together. And they gave it a shot. And this year, they bottomed out. And Gleyber Torres bottomed out. And Gary Sanchez has now completely bottomed out. And Aaron Hicks can't stay on the field. And Clint Frazier, you know, God, I hope he's okay, but who knows what's going on with him. And Andujar did not turn out to what you thought he would be. And Greg Bird, I don't even know if he's in baseball right now. One of the more promising hitters, the left-handed big bat you wanted for the middle of the lineup, the guy that the Yankees desperately need and this fan base is craving for, was Greg Bird in 2016 and 17. He was supposed to be right there with Aaron Judge, and he completely failed, and he's not even in baseball anymore. But the fact of the matter is they gave a winning team and a young nucleus core a chance to get to the World Series, a chance to win a championship. And what you heard from Brian Cashman is they had their chance. And I assume Gleyber Torres is still going to be on this team, but he's not going to be the shortstop. And I think there's a chance that, unfortunately, with the catcher's market and where the value is for Gary Sanchez, I think there's a chance he's still on this team, but I think they're going to have a much more of a platoon or a much better regular catcher than Higashioka. They're going to bring in some speed. They're going to bring in some different things. They realize the failures of this team. And yes, maybe it took them a regular season. For all you Yankee fans who hate to see them fail in the postseason, the Yankees saw this regular season, the 162, when they didn't win 100 games, when they didn't cruise to either an easy wild card spot or a division title like in 2019. It took a year where this offense was terrible. An offense that had been top two or three in Major League Baseball every year under Aaron Boone. Every single year. And is Aaron Boone the perfect manager? No, he's not the perfect manager. Is there such a thing? Is Dusty Baker the perfect manager? Is Dusty Baker the reason why the Astros are in the World Series? Now, he came in and took over a ship that was taken on water and, you know, the evil guys of baseball, and they still are. The cheaters of 2017, in my opinion, the likely cheaters of 2019. And there was a firestorm. And he came in and he calmed the seas. He's done a great job. I'm not trying to knock Dusty Baker. And he's been a great manager throughout. But he has not been a postseason performer. And he has had teams that have completely fallen apart, whether it's the Reds losing the series they lost after having a lead, whether it's, you know, the Cubs. I mean, time and time again, Dusty Baker has taken teams to the precipice and then watched them fail. Is Dusty Baker the difference maker you guys are looking for? No, he's not. Aaron Boone is a, if you look at this team, and everyone, and this is what I was talking to Moose about this. Me and Moose argue the Yankees all the time. And right now he's lost his credibility leading. I'm not going to pile on with him leaving the Knicks game. But it's just a fact. All right, and we argue about the Yankees all the time because he's someone who, you know, thinks Boone should have been fired, wants Cashman gone, I don't know, whatever he wants. But he also loves Alex Cora. And what I would say to you, if you're looking, Alex Cora, I'm not going to tell you Alex Cora that Aaron Boone's a better manager than Alex Cora, but I will tell you is watching those two teams and watching the way they performed in the wild card, watching the middle of the lineup, watching these two teams perform, who had the better team? Right? Which roster would you rather go with right now if you were going to play a postseason series or you were going to start a season? Which team would you rather go with right now? And I would think most of you out there will say the Boston Red Sox. Well, hell, they were just in the ALCS. You know, they lost in six to a very good Astros team. You got to go with the Red Sox. Well, if the Red Sox are better than the Yankees, they finished with the exact same record. in the regular season, and they finished the same way, needing a win against a lousy team on the last day of the year just to secure a place in the wild card game. So if the roster's better, and the both teams won the same amount of games, well, who did a better job as manager? And I'm not trying to tell you that Aaron Boone's as good as Alex Cora or that he means as much to the Yankees as Alex Cora does to the Red Sox. But what I'm saying is if Alex Cora is so much better, why weren't the Red Sox so much better than the Yankees when they had the better roster, looking at how everyone on this team failed? How Gleyber Torres failed, Gary Sanchez failed, Aaron Hicks didn't play, Frazier didn't play. I mean, if you look at the opening day lineup, a team that, let's be honest, was picked by everyone to be in the World Series. And I mean everyone, not Yankee fans, not people here in New York, everyone throughout baseball. It was a Yankees, Dodgers, World Series. Maybe the Padres could make some noise in the National League, and they fell on their face and are now looking for a new manager. But this Yankee team was supposed to be in the World Series, and look at that opening roster, and look what they got out of it. Left field and Frazier gave you nothing. Hicks and center field gave you nothing. Urshela was hurt all year. Gleyber Torres was terrible. DJ LeMahieu had the worst year of his career, and certainly as a Yankee. And now you're finding out why, probably, because he was hurt most of it. But he was horrible with runners in scoring position. He hit about 100 points less. I mean, the one guy, and you know, everyone, the Yankees strike out too much. The Yankees don't bring in guys who make contact. They brought in LeMahieu for that designed reason. And for the last 2 years, he's been an MVP-caliber player, and the Yankees have scored a ton of runs. Right-handed, left-handed, balanced or not. They've scored a ton of runs. And LeMahieu was the driving force, and this year he was terrible. Luke Voit at first base, missed the entire year practically. Gary Sanchez, another busted catcher. If you go through the roster, and then how about the back end of the bullpen? Britton misses the whole year and was terrible in the few weeks he pitched. Chapman was at a point where you couldn't use him in a game that was anything resembling a close game. Chad Green gave up more home runs than he's ever in his life. The entire three guys at the back end of the bullpen you were counting on had horrible or injury-plagued seasons. And I just went through the whole lineup and told you how many disappointments there were. And yet they still got to 92 wins. Am I telling you that's good enough? No. But when you look at the manager, he's about the 35th problem on the team. And he's respected throughout baseball. The team loves him. And as long as Brian Cashman is still running the damn thing, what's the point of going? They're not going to go out and get Buck Showalter. Wally Backman is not coming here. All these guys that you guys love or think that is these gritty guys who are going to change their organizations, they're not coming here as long as Cashman's still here. And, you know, who cares he got a third year? If he's terrible next year, they'll fire him and pay him the $1 million each year or whatever he's getting paid. And without a, it won't be an issue. But, I mean, we're going to bring it. Can you believe they're bringing it back? They're not bringing it back. There's going to be major roster changes. And if there aren't, I'll be screaming to the top of my lungs that Cashman's a moron. If they bring back the same roster and they don't make significant changes, you know a new shortstop is coming. That's granted. Whether it's a big-priced free agent shortstop like Correa or Seager or Story or Baez, I guess. You're hearing a lot of reports the Yankees were in on Baez at the trade deadline and could be in on him in the offseason here. It might not be that. Maybe they bring in a Simmons or just a very solid defensive shortstop. I don't know. But you're going to get a new shortstop, and changes are going to be made to this team. They are not bringing back the same team. They did it after 2020 because they didn't know how to evaluate a 60-game season and then a postseason where they kicked the tar out of the Indians and then were one home run by Brousseau in Game 5 of the ALDS, worse than the team that went to the World Series. And they still thought to themselves, hey, we have a core here. This was a weird season. They were just as good as the Rays who went to the World Series. You know, this team's good enough to do it, and they gave it one more year. You want to say that was a horrible decision? It's hard to argue now when they win 92 games and get their butts kicked in the wild card. But I could understand the thought process. This is not running it back. And this is also not they've become accepting of losing and accepting of mediocre. And here's another thing that is going to bother Yankee fans. They are not mediocre. I hate to tell you this. I know they haven't won the World Series. I get that. But they win 100 games the last 2 years that they had the chance, and they're in the ALDS and postseason every year. They're not mediocre. The Oakland A's are mediocre. And no one's accepting of losing. Just because ownership and Brian Cashman look at the job the manager's done and ownership looks at the job Brian Cashman has done and they have faith in a guy who's done nothing but win for 25 years does not make it that they're accepting of losing. I don't understand it. I really don't understand how Yankee fans can think this makes them accepting of losing, or that they don't, that the ownership is going to go out and do everything. Brian Cashman in his interview on Tuesday said, "How dare anyone question Hal?" Now listen, that's a bit strong. I think anyone's up for questioning, and certainly an organization that spends the money they spend and hasn't won since 2009. But the idea that Hal doesn't care about winning or wants, they just gave $326 million to Gerrit Cole for the specific reason of pitching games like the wild card, and he couldn't get out of the third inning. You want to blame Cashman for that? You want to blame ownership for that? Okay. They went out and paid the man $36 million a year coming off an incredible year with the Astros in 2019. Everybody thought he was the greatest pitcher in baseball. He's got the Yankee sign, the press conference. I could not have been more excited after that Cole press conference. You know, he's going through the year. He gets the, obviously, the sticky stuff, thing, but still, he's right there with the, with Robbie Ray for the Cy Young, and you pay him $36 million to go out and pitch that game, that specific game. He doesn't get $36 million for June against the Royals. He gets $36 million to pitch that game against the Red Sox, and he doesn't get out of the third inning. And they got a back end of the lineup in that game that's putrid. They're guaranteed outs. This ownership group is going to go out and spend money, and they have. And so I understand Yankee fans. I do. It's not enough. It's not winning enough. You need to win the World Series. You need to be the Astros in the World Series 3 times in 5 years. You need to be the Red Sox who pop up, and when they're good, take it all the way. I get it. I'm frustrated with you. But also, I'm also a New York sports fan. The rest of this show until 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to talk about the New York Giants and the New York Jets, who are dreadful every single year. Every single year, the season's over. I mean, I don't want to ruin the fact that I still got to talk about it for the next 3 hours. But let's be quite frank: there is no football season here. It's not even Halloween, and we don't have a football season. The New York Knicks are finally good after 20 years. The Nets have to bring in two or three of the greatest players in the NBA just to make it to the second round of the NBA playoffs. New York sports is a dumpster fire, and the one team, the one stinking team that year in and year out gives you a season, that you know in the last weeks of the year you are playing for something, are the New York Yankees. So forgive me if I'm not ready to just go nuts and jump off a bridge and scream to the high heavens that what a disaster the Yankees are, and I can't believe they're bringing Aaron Boone back when they win 100 games, 3 out of the 4 years he had an opportunity to. Excuse me, 2 out of the 3 years he had an opportunity to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I understand that the Brian Cashman has put together a team of young superstars that myself included, thought would win a championship, thought would be better than this. And they gave it a window of opportunity to get that done, and they failed. And now what do? You retool the roster. But I trust Brian Cashman to do it. Call me crazy. I trust Aaron Boone to still be the kind of manager that can lead this team. And I'll be the first one to scream and cry if they bring back the same guys. I'll be the first one to scream and cry if things aren't changed a little bit as far as the, you know, it's one thing coming off the regular seasons they've come off to have the laissez-faire attitude they have towards the regular season. And I'll be totally fair. My number one complaint about Boone and this Yankee team is they treated the regular season this year as we'll get through it and we'll make it to the postseason. That needs to change. Certain things need to change. But the idea that you got to go out and fire Aaron Boone and bring up, I don't know, some other baseball man you never heard of, you know, hitting coach for the whatever team or someone out of the Rays system because, you know, that's what Cashman's looking for. Someone who can communicate to these young players. So as you watch the Astros celebrate and as you watch this horrible ALCS of the Yankee, of the Astros and the Red Sox and wondering where the hell are the Yankees and why aren't we furious and what the hell is going on and how can we bring back Cashman and Boone and all the fury that comes with it, understand that Brian Cashman has been a very successful GM and he turned this thing around in 2016 and I'm going to give him a chance to turn it around in 2022. 877-337-6666. So there's my Yankee rant. You can tell it's been pinned up inside of me since Tuesday. They should put me on more often. I wouldn't have to explode like this. But we got plenty to talk about. 877-337-6666. Giants have a winnable game, whatever the hell that means for this New York Giant team. Jets playing the Patriots. Good luck with them. So we got to get into that. The Knicks hit more threes than they ever have before, and boy, did it look like that. And listen, I'm so excited that the Knicks are good right now, and they certainly are. And you want to talk about a coach, what a job Thibs has done for this team. But I got to admit, man, it's tough to watch these games knowing everything is just predicated on the three-pointer. So we'll get into that. The Nets come from behind and beat Philadelphia. We got a lot going on, a lot to do. McMonagle here with you, taking you all the way till 6 a.m. 877-337-6666. McMonagle here with you on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.